Pennsylvania has a long history as an important swing state in presidential elections. But over the past decade or so, political shifts have kept the state swinging left again and again. Republicans haven't won the Keystone State since 1988. Nevertheless, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are fighting hard for Pennsylvania votes this year. Katie Meyer reports on what it's going to take to win.
According to Chris Borick, a political science professor at Muhlenberg College, Pennsylvania has been like fool's gold for Republicans in recent years. Tantalizing, but just out of reach.
You know, one of the great disadvantages for Republicans is the gap in registered voters. There's almost a million more Democrats in the state than Republicans in terms of registered voter status. That means if Democrats get out their voters, they're going to do well.
That's led recent GOP candidates to largely ignore the state.
The last time a Republican really fought here was in 2004, when President Bush spent a lot of time, a lot of money in the state, and actually made it a very close race. John Kerry won by 2 points.
But Borick says these next few months in Pennsylvania will look a lot like 2004 did. Trump sees the Keystone State as a must-win, so he's campaigning hard. And he's expressed confidence in his chances.
The only way we can lose, in my opinion, I really mean this, Pennsylvania, is if cheating goes on. I really believe it.
But for all Trump's focus on the state, the race might still be a wash for the GOP. That's largely because Trump polls badly with voters from the Philadelphia suburbs. And as Borick says, those are the people who swing the state.
Places like Montgomery County, Bucks County, Delaware County, Chester County, those counties have been key in really determining which candidates will win Pennsylvania statewide races.
The way Pennsylvania breaks down demographically, liberal voters dominate Philly and Pittsburgh, and conservatives are concentrated in the T-shaped region across the top and down the middle of the state. Voters in the Philly suburbs tend to be fiscally conservative but socially liberal, and they oscillate between voting Democrat and Republican. But in a recent state poll, Clinton's up 40% in southeastern Pennsylvania, and she's been concentrating her campaign there, too.
This is the most consequential election. The stakes could not be higher. And we want everybody in Philadelphia, everybody across Pennsylvania, to be part of a great victory.
Trump, on the other hand, has a plan that largely ignores the Philadelphia region, instead trying to appeal to a specific demographic across the state.
This is going to be an election of unlikely voters. You know, people who have not voted in some time, who have failed, they've been left behind and are coming back because of Donald Trump.
That's Lou Barletta, a Pennsylvania Republican congressman and Trump surrogate. He's campaigned extensively with Trump and says polls that show the candidate down by 9 or more points in the state don't accurately reflect the voters who will turn out.
Actually, I think it's a lot better than what the polling is showing. I'm sensing on the ground an energy like I haven't seen in a long time, and certainly much more than what we're seeing with Hillary Clinton.
Borick agrees Trump tends to appeal to infrequent voters, but he says concentrating resources on that demographic isn't guaranteed to pay off.
Lots of candidates have gone down the path of saying they're going to be different in terms of bringing out voters that don't usually turn out. It's a big risk. There's a reason that campaigns spend a lot of time going after voters that show up, because they're the ones that ultimately are going to decide the election.
With Clinton leading comfortably in state polls, one pro-Clinton super PAC recently paused its TV ads in Pennsylvania, a show of confidence. Borick says the race isn't at all a done deal yet, but it's looking more and more like Trump's got a tough uphill road ahead of him. Katie Meyer in Harrisburg.